Hey everybody, welcome to the All Things Fishing Podcast, a podcast where each week I talk about just that. This is All Things Fishing. Hey everybody, I'm super excited to be recording the 30th episode of the All Things Fishing Podcast this week. So this episode is about taking care of your tackle. So I realized I had done a bunch of episodes about how to use things, reviews on different fishing products, but none of those are going to be much good if you can't take care of them. So, like I said, this episode is about taking care of your tackle. So this episode will have like taking care of rods, reels, regular tackle like lures, lures and hooks, and then waders, stuff like that. So, taking care of your rod, there's not a whole lot you have to do. With most of these, it's pretty simple. But just wipe it down with like a wet paper towel or something just to get some of the dirt off. That doesn't improve the performance, really. There's not a lot you can do to your rod to improve the performance, but it'll just make it look better. So, once you've done that, the reel is a bit more complicated. So, after being submerged in salt water or being like dipped in salt water or getting splashed, if you're ocean fishing, then like getting splashed on by salt water, old reels used to lock up really quickly and they wouldn't work. You'd have to take all the parts off and oil them and clean them off and all that. Now that does still happen, just not as much, but still, after being submerged in salt water, being splashed in salt water, You should probably re-oil your reels, make sure they're working, make sure the drag's working. That's a problem that people used to have a lot with old reels, now not so much. But just make sure your drag's working, all kinds of stuff like that. Most of the time when that's going to happen, though, generally when you're boat fishing, like on the ocean, your reels aren't going to be like getting salt water on them. So mostly that's for if you're surf fishing. So once you have dipped your reel in salt water, you need to clean it off, take it apart, put all the little pieces in the order they came off of the reel into like an egg carton, and then just oil all the parts. So next up is regular tackle. So after salt water use, hooks need to be like wiped off or rinsed in like fresh water. Same thing with lures. All the metal parts can rust. They used to rust a lot more. Basically, most of what I've been saying, like they used to, means like the materials have gotten a lot better. The materials have gotten a lot better for fishing hooks and metal things. They used to corrode a lot easier. So, after you've done all that, if you have waders, then, they need to be cleaned off after each use, and then, like, maybe once every, 10 uses, wipe off the entire thing, including the inside. But, yeah, after each use, like, just, clean off all the mud and all that stuff so it doesn't eat away at the rubber or neoprene. So that's the episode for today. One last part for the end here. If you, one of the biggest things you can do to help not lose as many fish is wipe down, is either after each season, so like if you don't ice fish a ton, if you're not using your fishing rods during the winter, then just take all the line off your reels for the winter, get rid of that line, or maybe save it for if you really need it, but then get new line for the spring, just so you have fresh line on all your reels. I don't do this a lot because it can get pretty expensive to replace all your line. So what the alternative is to just take all the line off your reel, like set your rod up somewhere so that there's like the line is barely hanging onto the spool. Just like pull the line tight and then wipe down all the line. Because like the pond water you just fished in or salt water or whatever type of water, that like the algae or stuff like that. It can eat away at the line, and then when you hook into a big fish, you're going to lose it. So, that's the episode for today. I'll see you in the next episode of All Things Fishing.